Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to another edition of Rural Rouse, to the program where we gather every day at this time. Well, we do it Monday through Friday anyway. And what we do when we gather is we continue to address the issues between food production and food consumption. I got to be honest, it was J.C. Cole that first brought to our attention that there was these random occurrences that were crippling the food and the fuel system. Obviously, I've talked at great lengths about the fire that has consumed more than 1 million acres in Nebraska, but not getting as much attention, unless, of course, you live in Hancock County, Iowa, is the chicken barn, the egg laying facility that they're not even coming up with the number yet, but it's in the millions of chickens that would have burned in that fire. 15 different fire departments did come to the rescue, and kudos to the first responders and EMTs that continue in this, what is turning out to be one of the most significant fire seasons I've been a part of or lived through. Welcome back, JC.
Oh, thank you, Trent. Yeah, Trent, today is April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Are you fooling me?
No, well, so, you know, I was thinking about that, you know, things are looking so bad out there that if we told it today, I don't think anybody would listen to us.
Yeah. So you think the Brian Noem story are all just April Fool story?
Speechless. So I thought maybe this session we just tell jokes. So I'll start off. Okay, I have a dirty joke, but it's acceptable for for telecommunications.
The FCC, that's all we care about.
Yeah. Are you
and
ready?
Grandma. Don't make Grandma mad.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
A man fell in a mud puddle.
I wish we had a mud puddle. If there was a mud puddle out there right now, I'd go jump in it.
Okay, but let me tell you, seriously, a dirtier joke. He fell back in.
Yeah. So, we've elevated to a whole new level here on Roll Route. Thanks for tuning in today.
Exactly. I was thinking the exact same
thing.
There's
the mud in your eye.
There it is for Trent and JC this Wednesday. So, but I wanted to cover off that I learned from a very good negotiator, one of the top in the country named Roger Dawson, and you can still get his courses, which I highly recommend. But there are only three jokes. Every joke there's only three structures. One structure is to make fun of yourself. One structure is to make fun of others. And then the third one is exaggeration. And if you looked at any joke, you'll see it's one of those three, plus what's known as a pun, which is a play on words, is what I started off with. So, to give you an idea, it's okay to make fun of yourself. It's not politically correct to make fun of others, right? So as many know, one of my ex-girlfriends from years ago, who I care for deeply, she told me this WASP joke. Right, I'm a WASP, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, and I thought it was hysterical. Okay, so here it is. So I can make fun of being a WASP. Do you know why God invented WASPs?
No.
Somebody's got to pay full retail.
That's actually
hysterical.
Because it's true.
Well, that's why I thought it was hysterical.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not sure which of the great Greeks, you know, I can only remember two names, Socrates and Plato, and the rest of them I just can't pronounce. But one of them said, humor is holding up a mirror to yourself and being able to laugh. And I think a lot of that's true.
Oh, now, the 100% other, agree.
Yeah. You know, the other one is that, you know, I'm also the majority Irish. You know, I got a good mixture, but the majority is Irish, so I can make Irish jokes. Right. Why did God invent whiskey?
Oh, I should come up with this from some Irish clever standpoint, but I'm not.
He didn't want the Irish to rule. So this is part of it. Just learn that it's okay to make fun of yourself. And one of the most famous jokes was Jack Benny. If you have people from the 60s remember, he was an incredible comedian, but straight-faced. And so he's telling this one joke. He goes, and it was famous that he was cheap. He would make fun of him, so, being cheap. And so the joke goes, he goes, I was walking through the parking lot the other day, and a thief came up and pulled a gun on me and said, Mister, your wallet or your money? And Benny's just
I
sitting there going,
had to think about it.
yeah. And Benny's there like, and the thief goes, Mister, didn't you hear me? Your wallet, your money. He goes, I'm thinking, I'm thinking. It's like, so you're able to make fun of yourself. So that's kind of like the lesson. But now let's get into this world where we're living in. And it's not looking so good. I for us, my goodness, diesel is almost $6 a gallon now. And of course, when you really compare it to the rest of the world, it's almost, in some places, it's almost twice that. And now, what aviation fuel has doubled in price, which imagine how that's going to affect all transportation and vacations. And so this whole thing is going to have a ripple effect as the dominoes start falling.
I asked Teresa Platt on Across the Pond this question. Why there? I'm not going to preface anything. This ties into what you just talked about on fuel prices, because most people may or may not know that natural gas, in particular, is directly responsible for a large percentage of the nitrogen and fertilizers that we apply to crop production. All of this is happening at a time when most people probably have their fertilization procurement taken care of. But if they don't have in inventory, they could be in trouble too, because I hear bits and pieces about force majeure. But why around the world is fertilizing crops being demonized so severely right now?
Well, I think you're accurate, and it's part of the bigger picture. And you had brought up in your intro, it's part of an attack on our food supply, right? If you just think of all the ways you can damage the food supply. Well, one is if you cut back on the ability to grow it, right, which is the fertilizer. Two is take out the economics of scale production, which was, this egg factory, and then the three is the cost of fuel.
For those that missed it, in Hancock County, Iowa, over the weekend, I think it was Monday actually, millions of chickens burned in an egg-laying farm, and 15 different volunteer fire departments came to put that out. No lives were lost. Millions of chickens were lost. It cripples the infrastructure for food production, and it just continues to happen.
It does, and in some ways, we're being boiled like a frog, and I think everybody knows that concept. That well, it's just one egg factory, just one. No, it's not just one. There was a whole list. I remember making a whole list of different incidences for Robert David Steele. How many times do you have an airplane? A small airplane crash into a food production facility in at all, but then two in one weekend. I mean, 1 week, and you just look at the odds of this is happening, and now we're watching. Geez, there was a report. The cost of I think vegetables in Britain has doubled or tripled, right? you know, you just add in all of these issues. And the other thing that really concerns me, we have a really nice, how would I say, organic farm right down the road, and he grows his food, right? And he uses Joel Salatin's system of rotation and uses very, very little fertilizers, and you know, which I think we have to get back to.
I'm going to make the assumption he uses very little commercial fertilizer, which would be petroleum based. He probably uses real fertilizer, which would be animal manure.
Correct. Correct. And
JC, let's just pick it up right there with your neighbor who's growing using Joel Salatin's methods of food production in New Jersey. We're back with the second leg of the journey. Roll out after this.
We are the West, NationalWestern.com.